ourselves, of course, with the high temperatures at the moment. It's just glorious. And even yesterday, Mary O'Donnell was saying she's come across so many people who are sunburned. So do be careful out there. But the big question everyone wants to know is, will it last the weekend? And if it does last the weekend, will it go on any further, or should we make the most of it while the sun is shining? Well, our own weatherman on Talk About is, of course, John Roach, and he joins me on the line now for more on this. John, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre. Thank you.
John, would I be right in saying, I think in the month of June last year, it was the opposite. It was quite cold and some of us were lighting fires. Do you have any recollection of that?
There was a period of that, but then we got a period of very hot weather again. And after, you know, since maybe might be coming in reverse this year, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope we don't get the cold weather after it.
What have you seen from your observations of the ridge of high pressure coming in?
Yeah, well, they are just on the ridge of high pressure. I think if people watching the RT or whatever weather forecast will notice, I think for the first time in a long time, we've had the talk about an Azores high, which is an Azores high pressure, and also talk of anticyclone. And if we think back over the last, all those wet years that we hardly had of either an Azores high or anticyclone, now we have both. And it is an extremely settled period, like hopefully, you know. Certainly for more than the next 2 weeks, certainly to the middle of the month, and even then, there's a possibility that the highs may still survive, but beyond that, no. It's at the moment it's dicey. The if the high moves south again, then the jet stream will come out. But we should certainly hope for up to the 11th, 12th, 13th of the month, and maybe even further.
My goodness, that's fantastic! And how rare is it to get temperatures this high in the month of June, John?
Well, it wouldn't be rare, but there was a lot of years there, as I've spoken about it before, where we had this continuous wet weather and neither very low temperatures or high temperatures. I think we're in a different cycle now, and this is our fourth year, if I remember, the first weeks of the pandemic. We had beautiful weather, which is 3 years ago, and this is the fourth year in a row now that we've got these long, fine spells. This year, March was bad, but February was very good, and then it has, you know, gradually improved. And I think we're in a better cycle than we were. I think we can look forward to better summers for the immediate future. And
I get the impression. I feel that the summers we've been getting the last few years are similar to the summers I remember in my childhood, kind of around the mid-70s. And I remember you telling us on another occasion that this goes in cycles, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, that cycle was from 1979 to, say, 5-6 years ago. We got constant wet springs, wet summers. They were the cycles that caused a lot of famines in the 19th and 18th centuries as well. It's going back to the ancient Chinese. They talk about the cycles of somewhere between 30 and 40 years. And hopefully now we're in the one that could see a lot of summers. Certainly the 1970s and the 60s and the 50s, where there's an awful lot of great summers. It's not because we're looking back with misty eyes or anything. It was a fact. You know, 75, 6 and 7. And again, even 78, and it changed at the end of 78, and then we got this constant wet period. We got springs where people, if it was the old days, people wouldn't be able to set their gardens, you know.
Yeah.
Now that's completely changed again, and I'd be hopeful that is the case. I know it's not. I'm not giving any scientific view of it. I'm giving just the what appears to have been the case down the centuries, you know.
Yeah, and John, I remember as well in the 1980s, my God, we got some awful summers when it was just lashing rain all the time.
That's
even
right.
In the middle of July.
We only got one summer in the 1980s, that was 1984, we got a beautiful spell of about 6 weeks. Other than that, every one of those springs were disastrous. And if you take it, the famine of the 1840s, there's similar type of weather, and the mist, and the constant mist, drizzle, or else heavy rain. And again, the land war started in 1879-80. The Moonlighters of Castle Island were farmed in 1879. The word from that period was the three witch years in a row and nothing ripened the third year. And that started the evictions, and it started the land war, the Moonlighters, the Land League. And it changed the
history.
Ireland forever then, so far as the Land Purchase Acts came in and all that. The weather had an awful lot to do with that period. And I think we had from the late 40s to the late 70s an awful lot of great summers. The early 40s, that was terrible years. There was awful floods in the early 40s. 1946 was the one that stood out in memory, and 47, and after that, the cows died of fluke around the countryside. So it has gone in cycles, whether the people like to admit it or not. And to me, that's the way man can change that.
Yeah, and John, the cycle we're in at the moment of good summers, is there many more years? Are there many more years left in that cycle?
Well, it would look if by assuming that we are in that cycle, it would look like we're in the early years of it. So, you know, and if a cycle is approximately 30 plus years, hopefully there's a lot of good summers to come. No,
yeah.
I'm not forecasting it. I'm merely going on what tradition, if you like.
Yeah, and I mean you've been watching the weather for a long time. So just to sum up what you're saying, John. Definitely good for the next fortnight, and beyond
Absolutely, you can't really tell.
Definitely
a fortnight. Maybe a little bit of drizzle here and there, but definitely a fortnight, and I can review it at the end of the fortnight. We'll know.
And give us a shout back.
At the moment, the other stuff is hanging around in a fortnight's time. It depends on whether the high pressure survives over the jet stream. That's basically how our weather is determined. We are on the path of the jet stream for normally, and the only high pressure or very low pressure will move. That low pressure will give you awful hard, frosty weather, maybe down from the polar regions.
Okay. Well, it's all good for now. John, we let you go, but look, thank you very much for taking the call. It's always great to talk to you. That's John Roach in Castle Island there, who's been studying weather patterns for, how long? 70 years, I'd say, because he's in his 80s now. Farmer as well, of course, and farmers probably know more about the weather than any of us. So, looks like the high temperatures are here to stay for the next 2 weeks, and beyond that, who knows? But we'll probably check in with John again after that. Now,